Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today I would like to talk to you about the fear God and not man. Our scripture we would like to open up with is Luke chapter 12, verse 4 through 5. And it reads as follows, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." This was a warning that Jesus was given his disciples to not to fear the Pharisees, which obviously had the power to cause these people to be cast into prison or even put to death. And Jesus is forewarning us today that we should not fear man, but fear God. Someone puts it this way. It says, "Fear keeps you from doing what you know is right and deceives you in doing what you know is wrong." Folks, the point of the matter is that God wants us to fear him. And when we fear God, the Bible tells us it is the beginning of wisdom. Why is it the beginning of wisdom? Because when we first recognize who God is and we give him the reverence due his name, we're going to do those things that right before his eyes, knowing that God sees everywhere. He sees us in the dark and he sees us in the light. There's nothing hid from him. And knowing that he is a holy God and he must deal with sin, if we fear him, it will keep us from sin. Folks, so many times we fear man over God. God will have us tell us to do something, and men would tell us to do something, and we choose the way of man. Why is that? Many a time, God, people should stand up and speak out on an issue, but they fear what the repercussions of that would be to the world. Well, let me tell you something, Christian, today. The world does not like you. It did not like Jesus. You are no better. Matter of fact, if the world likes you, you really need to consider what you're doing. Are you following Christ or are you following the world? Proverbs chapter 29:25 says this. Proverbs 29:25, it says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." No matter what the consequences are, we must obey God. Bringing to your remembrance the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When Nebuchadnezzar created an image and asked these Hebrew boys to bow down to this image, and these three Hebrew boys said they will not bow down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the king and had the power to cast them into a fiery furnace. And the Bible tells us that this furnace was heated 7 times hotter than it should have been. And it tells us that the men that put these three Hebrew boys in this furnace was burnt up. But you know, as that scripture says, if we trust in the Lord, we shall be safe. We find out that Jesus was with those Hebrew boys when they were cast into the furnace. And matter of fact, there was no fire or even the smell of smoke on their clothing. Here's what I want to let you know today, Christian, is that we need to obey God rather than man. Now go forth and do as he told you to do, and do not fear. Fear God. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.